WBEN, Buffalo, New York.
With Richard Hayes and the Godfrey Men. With Jerry Alters, 1964. Let's see. Oh, this is when the Soviet Union launched a spacecraft carrying three men. First time there was one with more than one person in it. And this is the year that they threw Khrushchev out. 1964. Yeah, and then everybody got scared because communist China conducted a successful test explosion of its first atomic bomb. Hmm. That was 7 years ago, huh? And the music that was around then? Dick, let you and I take one. We'll sing in the sunshine, remember?
Yeah.
7 years ago we learned this one.
We'll sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine. And I'll be on my way.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's like this. I will never love you,
no.
Cost to love is too dear.
Pity.
But though I'll never love you,
yeah.
I'll live with you by the year.
And we'll sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine. And I'll be on my way.
Now you tell me,
okay. I'm gonna sing to you each morning.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I hug and kiss you,
yeah, every night.
Darling, don't cling to me.
Don't worry.
I'll soon be out of sight.
And we can sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine. And I'll be on my way.
Go ahead.
Well, now look here. When our year has ended,
mm-hmm,
and I have gone away,
bye.
You often speak about me. Maybe this is what you'll say. And we sang in the sunshine. And we laughed every day. We sang in the sunshine. Then I went on our way. We sang in the sunshine.
Then I went on my way.
Ooh, we sang in the sunshine.
Then I went on.
Yeah, we sang in the sunshine.
Then I, hey, Arthur.
Ooh, yeah, we sang.
Getting late, you know.
Well, all right, so, oh, we sang in the sunshine.
How do you get out of this?
All right, we'll call a cab or something.
Sorry, I'm going in, Mac.
Oh, that was fun.
Thank you, Linda.
You. You know that I actually thought you were lost. I thought you couldn't get out of it. I was going to help you.
Linda, what was a drindle skirt?
Huh?
Drindle? What was that?
A dirndle?
It says D-R-I-N-D-L.
I don't know. In 1965?
64.
64?
Says it was the most popular fashion of the year, drindle skirt.
Yeah, it must be a dirndle.
Dirndle.
A dirndle skirt?
What was a dirndle skirt, Jerry?
It's just a dirndle skirt, that's all. And thin-heeled shoes were still popular.
Oh, that's right. Those spike heels.
Boy, look what they got nowadays. Your heels as big as ours.
I know. It's not very feminine, though.
Are they hard to walk on?
Yeah, I think it's easier because your foot doesn't go back and forth with a big, thick heel, you know? But they look cloddy like a man's shoe. I don't think it makes...
Looks like you could follow your plow very easily.
These are the kind of shoes that women wear today are the kind of shoes that George Raft always used to wear.
That's right. That's exactly what they look like.
Yeah, because he was always a small guy and he wanted to look, so he had the built-up heel.
Mm-hmm.
That's 64. That's when
when the hair fashion went toward the soft pageboy look with bangs.
It's funny, that's what I'm wearing now. A little old-fashioned, I guess.
No, that's beautiful. Hey, is this Tuesday? The 11th? Yes, you're at the International in Las Vegas, Linda.
Yes, I am.
And this is the day in Phoenix. KOOL is conducting British Radio Day in conjunction with BOAC, British Overseas Airways Corporation. Throughout the 12-hour day, today, programming will consist of British music, taped interviews and anecdotes from Britain, and English voices doing the news, weather, and sports. Travel and aviation will be emphasized during the day. KOOL and ourselves would be greatly appreciative if you, during your network show, could send greetings to listeners of KOOL in celebration of British Radio Day. Oh, I say there. Ah, you listeners of KOOL. Ooh. I'm delighted to greet you on behalf of British Radio Day. BOAC, that's a fine airline. Boy, I have ridden them many times. They know how to do it, lad. They really do. Oh, say, you know.
By George, they've got it.
They've got it, oh boy. Let's do a little piece of music for our friends at KOOL in Phoenix.
Mm.
That's where hydroculture is in Phoenix, Arizona. Hydroculture, where they grow the most delicious tomatoes you have ever eaten in your life all year round. They grow them hydroponically. Hydroculture being a trade name. And the tomatoes and the cucumbers, we had some of them here not too long ago. Burpless cucumbers. All you can eat, no burp.
No kidding.
Not a burp in a carload.
That's about the most exciting thing I've heard all day.
Well, have you ever had the burps?
Yes,
from cucumbers?
Every time I eat one.
Well, you could have eaten these.
I don't know, it gave me sort of an unfulfilled feeling. To eat a cucumber and nothing happened. Till later.
Linda, you better sing, honey. This is getting worse by the minute.
Terrific.
Linda Bennett.
Thank you.
Wow. She says the song is love, Richard.
Man, I heard it loud and clear.
Did you get the message?
I gets the message.
Must be about the song is love.
Mm.
At the International in Las Vegas.
Did you do that number in
your beautiful gal is appearing?
Yeah, that's my opener.
That's how you open things up?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's just for openers. Wow.
Isn't that good?
It's really good. Gosh, how can you go on after that? I'd be on war now with that one. I was showing Linda some of the dope on the South Devon beef cattle. What do you think of that brood, huh?
That's exciting. That's really... If you're interested in breeding cows, that is really fantastic.
Imagine a cow being 2,000 pounds, a ton.
Yeah,
we have Hereford bulls that weigh a ton, but this is a cow. And the bull, 3,300.
Wow.
One of them is 3,300. It belongs to the Big Beef Hybrid outfit, of which Jim Bishop and Arthur Palmer of St. Paul, Minnesota, are the owners.
You tell me that there's a magazine now just for cattle?
Oh, are you kidding? What are these city slickers? I swear.
I don't know that.
I swear.
Has it got a fold-out center?
Yes, indeed, boy.
Oh, that's right. Did you see the new magazine for ladies with nude centerfold of men? Did you see
No,
that?
I didn't.
Just
did
one
you hear
man.
About it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really exciting now. They have Cosmopolitan has a centerfold of Burt Reynolds in the nude.
So?
So they're, you know, trying to compete with Playboy because we females think it's not fair.
No, I thought that women weren't supposed to be turned on by this sort of thing.
Who told you that?
Some guy.
I want you to know that this is a pretty catchy title for this cow book. New Beef. Wowee, what kind of dentist do you go to?
Tell you something else I saw while I was out on that trip, Linda. It was in the place called Scott's Bluff, Nebraska. Ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, mm-hmm.
Well, there's a man out there named Bill Smith that has a Shalco, S-H-A-L-C-O, ranch. Little bit of a place, 25,000 acres. And he's got a herd of Black Angus, one of the largest herds of Black Angus in America. And he has a bull that I'm sure is the largest Black Angus bull in America, 2,600 pounds.
Wow.
And I saw him and played with him for a little bit. He's quite a boy.
Really? I bet you'd like to breed him with some of your...
No, I'm going to cross on that South Devon. I want to get some of those crosses.
Mm-hmm.
No, this was fine, but... And the Angus Hereford cross is all right, but I want to try this South Devon thing on a Hereford and then breed that cow to the Blonde Jacket Tan.
That's exciting.
Which is a great big French bull. And the result ought to be quite a midget.
I don't know why the band is all laughing.
Because they're so turned on. Can you imagine this entire conversation?
Obviously, that doesn't turn a lot of people on, huh? Cows.
Well, some of these 802 boys, you know, they'd like to get with some of those utterly beautiful cows.
Oh, that's more my style.
Oh. Let me sell a little tea, and then we'll get back to the manure pile. Lipton is America's favorite tea. So take a tip from a lot of smart folk. When you're ready to relax, have a cup of tea. Try that, you know. It'll get you just as high and make you feel just as good and won't let you down afterward. That's the nice part about having a cup of tea. It picks you up and keeps you there. I know some other things that'll pick you up, but oh, man, how they slam you down. Lipton tea. When your husband gets chilly about the bills, warm him up with a nice hot cup of Lipton. When a friend flunks her driving test for the third time, cheer her up with a nice cup of Lipton. When the cleaner loses your best dress, or you get the estimate on painting the house, don't say, oh, issue. Just reach for a nice cup of Lipton. But don't wait till things go wrong. Have a friendly cup anyhow. And serve it with family meals and midnight snacks. Lipton tea. You love it because it comes in the Lipton flow-through tea bag.
Oh, you're funny.
It makes a great cup of tea. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry we can't introduce, interest those musicians in the cow business. But it's a fascinating thing to me, this breeding of cattle. Especially the artificial ways we do it.
Oh, really?
Richard, you got a song about that?
About that? I got a song about the year that we're talking about. What? I think this was the year that Fiddler on the Roof opened up. Still running. Oldest musical on Broadway.
Hmm. Fiddler on the Roof.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Was it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears.
Hey, that's nice. I like that. Thank you, Richard. Nice letter from Mrs. O'Connell, Mary J. O'Donnell, Mary J. O'Donnell of Melrose, Massachusetts. She says, I want to say thank you for the many hours of pleasant listening and information. And at least some of your sponsors deserve a thank you, too. For example, Lipton Tea the first time around. I'm still wearing a suit purchased from Bond Brothers in Boston sometime in World War II. It's still good style. There are others. I have long since ceased to be amazed at the range of the knowledge and interests on that show and your desire to help others. Again, thank you, CBS and Afri Gafri. Well, isn't that a nice letter? Thank you, Mary. What are you doing with a Bond suit? They have Bond suits for women, too? I guess they do. I didn't know that. But that's right. Nowadays, you do wear pants, don't you? Dang
darn it. That lady is so right, too, because you keep things in your closet if you have the courage to keep them for at least, like, 5 years. They're bound to come back in.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Things that you never think you're ever going to wear again, they're always in style, like, 5-6 years later.
I'm never going to throw a tie away again.
Yeah, right. I'm sure you could wear all of your old ties.
Oh,
right?
It makes me so mad. Back in the 30s, I had beautiful, big, wide ties like these. Like an idiot, I threw them out.
Yeah.
Got the
skinny one.
Not the 30s, the 50s it was. Yes, it was in the 50s. And I got all those skinny ones for the 60s, and now look.
Yeah.
You can sleep under this.
Hmm.
It's a good thing we have such a thing as a Scotch Guard. You go broke buying these ties. That Scotch Guard really does it for you. Oh, here's an idea. See this beautiful card? This came for my birthday last year, and I've been saving it all this time to talk about it. It came from Lee and Bob Reno. You remember the authors of Moments in the Sun? It's a beautiful card, see? It says, wishing you happiness on your birthday. May your day be a blending of wonderful things, of good luck and laughter and nice happenings and so forth. And the note accompanying it says, dear Arthur, on anybody but you, this would be sheer waste. Send it back and we'll recycle it next year. Or preferably, maybe you can use it for Dick's birthday. When is your birthday, Dick?
You want to buy me something?
No, I want to send you this card.
Oh, well, you have to hold on. It's January the 5th.
Okay, we'll hold it for next year, and then you can send it to Remo.
It's a beautiful card.
Isn't it, though? But that's a great idea. Don't write in it, see? Send a little note with it.
Oh, what a... Isn't that fabulous?
No, it'd be better...
I thought you didn't see that.
It's better to write in and just make a list of all the people that got it. You know, once you're finished...
That's not
with
a bad idea.
Cross off your name, put my name in, I'll cross mine off for
that's not a bad idea. For heaven's sakes. Yeah, now wait till you hear the mail we get from the postcard industry, huh? I can hear them now. They are thinking of certain things that I can do.
In rhyme.
In rhyme, yet. What do you say? Let's play a piece of music, boys. What would you like to play for the folks? Something from 1964.
Why don't you play the same thing that you played last time when I was on the show?
What was it, dear?
You know, that thing that you improvised to.
Let's play that, boys.
Terrific.
Or would you rather go back to the talk about the Bulls?
You know what I mean, don't you, Hank? You don't, huh? Arthur played that on the guitar, on the, not the guitar, on the ukulele.
I don't play a ukulele.
You don't?
No.
What is it?
That's a Vinci.
Vinci.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Excuse me.
I know what she's talking about. We haven't played this for a long time, boys.
Oh, Remo, you know what that is.
Of course he knows. Come on, boys. Venus de Milo. She was noted for her charms. But strictly between us, you are cuter than Venus. What's more, you got some arms. So let's go cuddle in the corner. In the cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner. I'm around you. Go on, Hank. Just around the corner, in a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner.
loved you. Oh, and sentimental morning, when you leave me on the corner.
I'm polite to stand on that corner,
just waiting for you. You take that Venus de Milo. She was noted for her charm, but strictly between us, you are cuter than Venus. What's more, you got some arms. So let's go cuddle in the corner, in the cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner. I loved you, yeah. I loved you, yeah. I
Is that the one?
Is that the one you meant?
No.
Okay.
That's not the one I meant.
Forget it. We'll get it tomorrow.
Man begins his fourth journey to the moon Sunday. Follow the flight of Apollo 16 with CBS News on the CBS Radio Network. WBEN, Buffalo, New York.